Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, this is Kitty and I'm here at the Royal Isle of Wight County Show and I'm talking to Ian Bast, who is from the Diabetes Group Isle of Wight. Good morning. Oh, was it afternoon
yeah,
now?
I think it's afternoon now.
It is. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
So, Ian, tell me all about the Diabetes Group Isle of Wight.
Well, the Diabetes Group was set up initially by Dr. Baxi, and since then, the diabetes on the Isle of Wight has grown. There are more people now. When I first got involved with diabetes, which was 12 years ago, there was about 4,000 people registered with diabetes on the Isle of Wight, and now there's 12,000 people, so it's grown quite dramatically on the island. And this group was set up to help and support and signpost people in the right direction for their treatment with diabetes, and that's what this group is all about. And what we try and do is set up coffee mornings, different areas within the Isle of Wight, and also we get specialists to come along and do talks. That's mainly at the Riverside Centre, and to try and involve as many people with diabetes as possible, and also to try and stop the long-term complications with diabetes, as everyone knows that diabetes can cause long-term complications. But on the other hand, if you look after yourself and control your diabetes, there's no reason why you should get long-term complications. And that's what this group is all about, to try and avoid all that, so that people can come together and talk about their diabetes. And what this group does is signpost people in the right direction for the correct help and support, and that's what this group is all about. And so what we try and do is involve all types of age groups to come along and learn about diabetes and talk to one another about diabetes.
How many members do you have?
We used to have about, I think it was about 900, but when the data protection came out, we've had to redo all the data protection again and set up the thing totally different. And now I think we've got about 200 members, something like that. So we're trying to grow on that. And
yes,
that's one of the reasons why we're here in this show, to try and get more members, involved. We don't actually have members. We just ask people to join the group, which really isn't a member. They don't become members. We're just here to help them.
So you're all volunteers?
Yeah, we're all volunteers.
And your people that join your groups all have diabetes?
Not all of them.
Not all of them?
No. Some we have people that know people or family with diabetes. You know, there might be parents join the group for their children, things like that, really. Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a very good group running now.
We have. But since the COVID, obviously, we haven't done so many meetings. And now we're hoping to increase the meetings, so get people back out to come along and learn about diabetes. And that's what we're hoping to do.
That's fabulous. Now, I see you've got a lot of leaflets here.
Yeah.
About various different things.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you need people's support.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
How can people give you support?
Well, just really, we're looking for volunteers, because obviously we lost a lot of volunteers during the pandemic. And we're looking for volunteers so that we can set up coffee mornings in each part of the island, so they can come along and help with these coffee mornings. And that's what we're hoping to do, increase the volunteering.
Okay, so how can people find out more about your group? How would they contact you? I see you've got an email there.
Yeah, we've got email address, which is diabetesisleofwight.org.uk. That's the website. And also we've got an email address and a phone number, which is 074 153 99102.
Thank you so much for speaking to me today, Ian, and I hope you get lots of volunteers this weekend.
Thank you very much.
And also lots of new people joining you.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.